I remember an interview with Michael Landon in Life magazine when he knew he was going to go. And he said, quote, "Somebody should tell us right at the start of our lives that we're dying, that we might live life to the limit, every minute of every day. Do it, I say. Whatever you want to do, do it now. There are only so many tomorrows." If you and I are going to live our lives fully, then maybe sometimes we can take the experiences of those around us and learn from them. We can learn that in all of our lives we're either warnings or examples. Cecil's life was an incredible example. He didn't think anything in life was insignificant. Not a rodent, not a flower, not an animal, not a stranger passing through. He lived by a philosophy that they also live in Fiji. The life is meant to be a happy, to be a joy, to appreciate the little things as well as the big things, to appreciate one another, to be givers, to be lovers of life. There, the major saying in Fijian, roughly translated, there are no strangers, they're just people we haven't met yet. I say to you that if you're driven by anything other than your love, than your spirit, than your desire to contribute, your desire to grow and expand, if you're driven by your need to please others, if you're driven by your fear, if you're driven by your past, maybe it's time to free yourself. And the way to do it is decide. Decide consciously what you want your life to be about. Decide consciously what's the purpose of your life. Something simple. Something you can live every single day. You know, I think that when I look at people's lives and I see the people who are having so much difficulty, I think the number one reason why people fail to experience joy in life, experience life as a win, is not because their life isn't a win, because the win can be just reaching out and touching somebody around you. The win can be just telling somebody that you love them. The win can be taking care of your body. The win can be stopping and feeling grateful. The win can be anywhere. You don't have to land on the moon to have the win, and you can enjoy landing on the moon too. But how much better to enjoy the process? Because we're going to spend most of our life in process towards the achievement of goals. So I challenge you to hold yourself to a higher standard. I challenge you to realize that you're here for a purpose. There's something for you to do and be here for yourself and for others. You can't just do for others and not do for yourself, or you won't be here. You did some other things for other people that were great, and you could still be here doing more if you would have done a few things differently. Maybe that wasn't in the plan for this life, but I don't believe that. I think we have some choices to make. And I hope you'll take care of yourself, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually. Step out of the moment and into eternity. Think about what's eternal when you're feeling insecure. Start to realize there is something inside of you that is never ending. That there's something inside of you that is unchangeable. And that's the part of you that knows what is right, what to do, and why you're here.